Welcome to another episode of Deal Talk. I'm Deal. Let's talk. My guest of the evening is a master of all trades. He is the great SJ Hazim. Welcome to the show, man. How are you?
Man, I'm doing good, man. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm good. Blessed. Can't complain.
Yeah, I mean, I always say the same thing because, you know, we could complain, but who would care, right?
I hear that. So talk to me about a little what you do. You have so many things in play. From an MC, I was watching a couple of your videos on Instagram. You got mad bars. You're an activist. You're a wrestling promoter. You're an entrepreneur. So, like, I don't know, man. You take the floor. You let me know.
But I say this because a lot of times people say jack of all trades, master of none. I say I'm a jack of all trades trying to master some. And the things that I'm really trying to master is like this you know, when it comes to hip hop lyricism, it's not about having the most bars or anything. Because sometimes you can overbar a song, and you know you get labeled as a backpacker or whatever else. It's all about being in alignment with the assignment. So one reason I started shooting music videos is because after I would do a rap and I'd get with somebody to do it, you know, people are heavy on like how many locations we're gonna be at. You know, how long is it gonna be this that. You know, give me the whole format of this. So you got to script this everything up and give it to somebody. And then they might not even put the work in to make it look like what it needs to. You know, and the way I look at it is I'm willing to put that work in, to go to the extra locations, go the extra mile to make the video look like it need to. Because some people give you a video and it's just one shot of one take. They didn't even go through the stuff. So I had to become so much more. And do so many different things is because I'd been let down by too many people who I tried to have do stuff for me or with me. So then therefore it's like, hey, I got to depend on myself. And so the old saying, and it's called, and man, it's, man, it's going to come back to me, but basically it's about, man, I can't even think of the saying I always say, but it's definitely about the necessity. Necessity is the mother of all invention. There it goes. Necessity is the mother of all invention. When you got to figure something out on your own, you got to make something work. You ain't got no food to eat that evening. You got to figure something out for that food in your belly is, you know, and those people will hustle a little harder than the next. So I hustle hard and I don't want nobody to be offended by my hustle.
Preach. I feel that. So like, so what inspired you to do wrestling? I'm a wrestling fan. So like, I would love to hear your quick story on that.
Man, I'm glad you brought that up. So my father, who is 30 years my senior, you know, I turned 50 this year. He's going to turn 80 this year. I've been watching wrestling with my dad since I was 5 years old. So, I mean, I'm going back to Harley Weight Race. Me going back to the Junkyard Dog, you know, Mean Gene Okerlund. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Some of these cats, Jimmy Superfly Snooker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I also love Razor Ramon when he came through throwing toothpicks at people at the farmer's market. My thing is I've always been a natural trash talker. You know, there's 8 kids in my family. I'm the youngest boy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I dealt with a whole lot of different things. So, I mean, just off the cuff improv, that's me. You know, I'm one of those people who just come off the cuff. You know, my authenticity is one of my superpowers as well as my passion. So these are different things that play in. So I've watched all the wrestlers. I've watched all the managers and everything. And so I bring something a little different to it because I bring more of a, I'll say more of a gangster element when I come through with what I come through, a real hip-hop element where I'm kind of in your face. The finger, you know, the tagline is the official sign of disrespect, the finger coming to a face near you. You know, so bringing back the phone fingers for the merch. You know, we might even have the Arsenio Hall extended version finger. You know, excuse me. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, he got that long finger. But, man, we're trying to bring fun back to wrestling. And not saying that it's not there, but even on a local level. But definitely my goal as being a manager for Mr. Fitness 2, Rose Garden, and whoever else is I when I show up, I want people to have the green light to disrespect me. I want them to feel so comfortable disrespecting me when I walk into the building. I want to be the most hated man in the region. And I'm on my way. I've already been booed in Topeka, and I got booed. And I mean, they did a whole chant on me in Junction City. They were like, "You suck, you suck, you suck." I was like, "I don't care. I don't care." But anyway, just bringing fun to the people. That wrestling to me is just bringing fun to the people. You know, some people, my wife said I'm having a midlife crisis, right? But no, this is just, it's just pure fun, man. And the kids, they'll come and want to take a picture. And I say, I'll take a picture with you. But that doesn't mean the finger likes you. And they're okay with that. So I love it. It's all out of fun.
Are you working with any specific wrestling promotion?
Yes, OCW, right here in Topeka, Kansas. That's Michael, the Chicano Terra Ortega. Daniel Brown is part owner of that as well. But they've been in business, I think, around 16 or 17 years. And then we did some with TAPN up there in Junction City just this weekend. Right now, I'm not exactly sure what those letters stand for, but man, there are a lot of organizations. Local wrestling organizations that have been doing it for a long time and putting out great content. People are showing up, sold out shows. The kids is coming, grown folks is coming. So yeah, man, people, this is not fake. You know, people really getting slammed on the mats. You know, these guys are real professionals.
I used to practice wrestling back in the day. I want to say like in 2011. I was
Okay.
trying to train for it.
Yeah, no, it's, man, I'm telling you, there's some of the ways that it come together. I've seen them put the match together from behind the scenes. You know, the lead wrestlers who've been doing it a while, and just tell them, this is what we're going to do. You know, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. You know, we want to make sure nobody gets hurt, because, you know, some of these guys is over 300 pounds. And if you got to slam somebody or do something, you got to know what's coming, because if not, it torn ACL or worse.
I hear that. I hear that. Absolutely. That's absolutely true. Absolutely true. So what else you got going on? You're busy. You're always doing something.
Well, I'll tell you, I know why this thing was set up, how me and, Kick Up Your Heels Entertainment, we've been doing stuff together. And shout out to Katrina and Rachel for setting these interviews up. So Brown versus Board of Education compilation commemoration song, 29 different local artists, 111 tracks, 3 months, I'll say 3 to 5 months of preparation and everything else. But I was commissioned by the BABC, which is the Black American Blueprint Collective out of Topeka, Kansas, to write this song, select the beat, get it recorded, pretty much do everything. Do everything. So it was a process, you know, but I tell you what, I was so thankful for to be involved in it, because through this experience I grew a lot. The first verse is about the past, the second verse is about the present. The third verse is about the future. So as I was writing this song and everything, as I'm writing, that's when people in my head started popping out to work. I need to make this ask for this person to be in this song. You know, pretty much what the BABC came to me with, they said, we want a We Are the World type of song. We want kids singing the chorus. And keep in mind, this was a little bit before Lil Durk, All My Life song. With the J. Cole, where they got the kids' chorus when they told me this. So then, as we're working on it and I see that song come out, I'm like, oh, wow, absolutely. We definitely need a kids' chorus for this. So we were able to involve a couple of kids from Jardine Middle School who did the main chorus. They're on the first and the third chorus. And then we involved the Robinson Middle School sixth grade who did the middle chorus. And that's on the breakdown part of the song, and just amazing. But I grew a lot because I've never wrote a song for singers. So you've got singing, spoken word, hip hop. You know, we even got a choir, and we have a guy who's a graduate of Juilliard who actually plays violin all throughout the song. He's played the Philharmonic as Brendan Elliott. You know, just amazing, amazing stuff. So that was the biggest thing that I've been having going on. We're going to be filming a video for that. That video will be released May 17th. Which is the same day my full album will drop. And then Levitate song. Now Brown versus Board, the song is called Far Too Long. That's the compilation song with 29 different artists. That dropped on March 16th. Let Me Levitate, or Just Levitate, dropped on March 1st, and that's a song with Lamont Jackson. Lamont Jackson is somebody who did the Sprint Center with Kelly Clarkson. He's a Capitol Police officer here in Topeka, kind of like Secret Service for the governor in a way. He's going to retire in the next 2 years, but he went out there in his uniform and he rocked the Sprint Center, sold out thing. I don't even know if Kelly Clarkson will invite him back because of how much he captivated that crowd. But we just might end up being on that Kelly Clarkson show here before too long because they do have a good relationship. But he didn't plan on making any more music because both of his parents died in the same year within this last year.
Oh, wow.
But this was the song that came out after that. Just it's all about rising above negativity, overlooking a fence like a peeping Tom. Double entendre right there. Overlooking a fence. You got to be able to do it in this day and age because people are offended by everything.
I agree, yes.
Everything. So those are some of the things that are coming up, and we're gonna have the premiere of Levitate video. I just finished it today, about
Nice.
18 hours in, just on the edit. That's going to be released on Fox 43 News this Friday at around 9:30 a.m. And then we'll have it on some of the other channels later that evening.
Nice. Now, can you explain to communities in general, what's the importance of this song you're creating?
Yes. So Brown versus Board of Education, we're going to take it all the way back to this historic Supreme Court decision. We're going back to 1954, May 17th. This ended segregation in schools. This ended segregation in schools, May 17, 1954. We're celebrating 70 years this year. And that's why there's so much going on with this celebration. A lot of people don't even realize that, but we gave in the song, there's a bridge that comes back. It says, "We learn to sing with broken hearts, welcome diversity with open arms. We're living the dream, but where to start? Brown was before King and Rosa Parks." So this was 1954. Rosa Parks thing started in 1955, and Martin Luther King was after that. This Topeka, Kansas, Brown versus Board of Education, gave the wind beneath the wings of so many other activists who came and made great impact. But this did happen before that. This allowed that to happen. This was 10 years before the Civil Rights Movement Act. 10 years, you
Wow.
know? And at this time in 1954, if you were disabled, you weren't even a thought of being in the school system, not even a thought. So there's so many different doors that this kicked in. And there's a lot of people who live in Topeka, from Topeka, who have never been to the National Historic Site. And so I believe we have to talk about it. We got to celebrate this. And so right now, you know, I'm just becoming a talking head of the Brown versus Board of Education decision.
Well, congratulations on that. That's a tremendous honor to be able to be approached and write a song about such important thing that happened in history. So, congrats on
Oh,
that.
absolutely. Absolutely. And thank you so much. I mean, I was nervous the whole, because I took about 3 months, you know, I took about 3 months to create the whole song. First verse came first, third verse came second, second verse, it took a minute for that. I just wanted to make sure whatever I talked about was what it needed to be, because there has to be a certain amount of truth to everything. You can't come
Yes.
at a song like this just being angry. You can't come at a song like this just being too nice about everything. You got to speak about some different things, and then the art has to be involved as well. And then making sure you got the right type of track and everything else. So I mean, there's just a whole lot that went to it. But I feel I've grown. I'm so much better for it. This is something I think when people hear it, it's going to resonate with them. And that's all I want. I want people who aren't informed to be informed. And it's not about sitting here saying, "Hey, we need this, we need that." No, it's to a point to where we always will have to resist in life. Just because our ancestors did some stuff in the past doesn't mean that we don't got to do anything now. I think some people are, they're not comfortable being uncomfortable. I always pray. When I do pray, is let me allow me to be comfortable in my uncomfortableness. Because with that, I'm going to continue to show up. I'm going to continue to grow, and I'm going to continue to do what I need to do instead of letting fear grip a hold of me.
Amen.
And yeah.
Now, I know we don't have much time because you're very busy. You're about to go get some grub and do your thing. One last question before we go. Can you talk about your album? What can we expect about your brand new album?
Man, I'm so glad that you said that. There's a few different things, and there's something I want to add to it because some stuff just happened within these last 2 weeks, and it is concerning the album. But being in Topeka, Kansas, there's a lady named Vanessa German, and anybody can Google that name. Vanessa German is a world-renowned artist, a sculptor, a poet, all these different things. She's in museums across the country. So she's been commissioned to come here to Topeka, Kansas to help with the 70 Brown versus Board of Education. They're putting together pretty much a sculpture display that she's creating. And then along with that sculpture display, an art display, she's put together a poet operetta, which is an opera of 50 different poets. So
wow.
We had our first practice, and I became the co-director of this poet operetta, and I also secured a solo part. So they're going to do an album. They're going to do a video. We have a live performance May 24th. And all that is going to go under Grammy consideration.
Oh, nice.
2025. So that is happening as well. But what this album is, it's called Synchronicity in Motion. Synchronicity in Motion. And the title track has to do with some of the mental health issues I've dealt with in the past, which is when synchronicity is happening. And if anybody doesn't know what synchronicity means, it means when you have a thought, and I say, hey, Katrina hurts. Man, I'm just thinking about her. And then my phone ring and it's Katrina. That's a synchronicity. Some people call them coincidences, but if they coincide, it's not much of a coincidence. So that's the title track because I talk about what I live about. This album is going to take people to interstates, not INTER, like the freeway, but interstates of mind, INNER states, and the freeway of thinking. Because poets and artists and stuff like that, we are the ones who create the culture. So I'm getting into what I thought about when I wrote this song and what goes into the thought process. I have a song called My Mind, and it's about traveling through my mind and different things like that. So I believe the way you actually gain a real fan base is when they become or get to know you as an artist, as a person, not just your raps and your bars and everything, but when they get to find out more things that you might deal with and everything else like that. So this album is going to be 13 songs. There'll be a few different skits in between. I've got my daughter on a song. This is really a compilation album. I don't have any solo songs. There's always somebody involved in it. And that was because of how the Brown versus Board, the compilation song came about. I saw that we need more compilation things. And when you have more people involved on a project, more people can push it, promote it, and be excited when it comes out. So I believe the more hands we include, the more people we include, the more hearts and minds I include on this project, as long as I know the direction and where I'm going with it, it could be a wonderful thing. So, you know, putting the album together for me is always, you know, the truth is always in the music, and it's always a therapeutic process because there's different things I need people to know. There's different things I want to get off of my chest because communication is one of my love languages.
I hear that, man. Well, is there anything that I missed that I didn't ask you? Do you want the public, your fans, the world to know?
You know, I just want people to know that you could always be more. When you settle, you're sinking.
Preach. Yes.
When you settle, you're sinking. And there's a lot of us who settle for less. Some of us, you know, that we will bring up the word fear. And I want to hit you with a couple acronyms. Fear. You could face everything and rise, or you could forget everything and run. And it's also false evidence appearing real. So fear is what keeps people being prejudiced. Fear is what keeps people wholly, I'll say, hopelessly committed to their politics. Fear is what keeps people in their same circle, who they may have never been to the east side of town. You know what I'm saying? They might not pass this street because they hear that that's where these people is at or whatever. There's some people who have never talked to a black person. There's some
Wow.
people who have never maybe talked to anybody who's Hispanic, not in real time and in real life and in and in person. So it's like, of course you're gonna be fearful because all you've seen is us on the news in chains or in handcuffs. But what I am telling you, there's dream assassinators out there. And at the end of the day, it's always going to be up to you. It's not up to anybody else. You give permission to people how to treat you, because if you allow them to continue to treat you like that, you get what you continue to accept. So really, who I am, I'm an inspirational person because that's all I really care about. Because I know the only thing that can change somebody is if they're inspired to change. We can only plant or water the seed. God will always give the increase if you're a believer. But you can't force nobody to change. It doesn't matter how upset you are. We've seen interventions. We've seen the different people who might be addicted to drugs or whatever. But until they're ready to go to rehab and make those changes, it won't happen. It doesn't matter how much you want it. But I also want to give you guys this. Sometimes other people need our permission for them to be great. Sometimes we have to tell people, I believe in you, for them to believe in themselves, because they've never had anybody do that. So don't be afraid to tell somebody that you believe in them and that they can be great if you truly believe it. And when you believe in the words that you speak, you will always find what you seek. But it's when you're just using that lip service and you really don't have a belief in here. If we had the faith of a mustard seed, we could move this mountain. If you really believe what you'd be saying, then your life would be displaying all those things you're portraying.
Boom. Dang. That's some real stuff, man. Thank you for sharing. Gives me
Well,
chills.
thank you for asking, man. I like to be able to give people that because I believe your life can change in an instant.
I'm into that. I'm into that. Thank you. Thank you for your message. Thank you for everything you're doing. You're a great influence to people where you live at, but the world. You're doing amazing stuff. Thank you so much.
Well, I
I mean
appreciate you
that.
for having me, man. Absolutely.
Before we go, please tell the people where they can find you, they can contact you, they can reach you, and continue to feed off your amazing energy.
Okay. Well, you can find me on any platform. I'm under SJ Hazim. That's SJ like St. James. Last name Hazim. Haz as in zebra. M as in Mary. I'm there on Facebook. I'm probably the biggest on Facebook. I'm really active there. I'm on Instagram as well. Think I'm on Twitter a little bit. I don't do much on there. You might find me on TikTok, but I don't really do much there. And you can also Google Lamont Jackson. He's on TikTok. He's on Facebook, Instagram as well. He's the one I got the Levitate song with. Those are some ways that you could stay in touch with me and everything else like that. But those are probably the best ways.
All right. Make sure to go follow him. Make sure to go support him. Go check out his content. He has amazing content. I don't know how you guys do it, but put a thumb on when his album comes out, when that amazing group song comes out. Go support him. This is why we do this. Make sure you go follow me on Instagram, Mr.DreamAspire10. Go like and subscribe our YouTube channel, Dio Talk TV. I'm on Facebook, Dio Mark King Diaz. I'm out, guys. Have a good night.